You are going to hear a student asking about accommodation at a university. Complete the notes below. Write no more than 3 words and order number for each answer. You will hear the text twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items.
Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for the accommodation officer. Do you know where she is?
I don't, I'm afraid. I can probably help you. My name is Joanna Swift. Do sit down.
Thank you. I'd like to move into a college room in October. Can you tell me a bit about what's available?
Certainly. We have 2 blocks for women students. The first is Ridgeway House. There are 2 types of room, an ordinary bedroom with desk, etc., which is $230 a week. That's with food, of course, but not ensuite facilities. And then there's the bigger study bedroom, which is $270 a week.
I think I'm more interested in the cheaper room, but are they very small?
Well, they're not very big. But there's a large common room with a TV on each floor, so there's somewhere to go and talk to friends or see the news. The university campus is a 5-minute bus ride, or 20 if you walk.
Oh, that's not so far.
No, but there is something that you may find a problem. I'm afraid Ridgeway House is closed in the summer, but not the winter vacation.
Oh, that is a problem, actually. I need somewhere for the whole year.
International House may suit you better. It's much cheaper, only $130 to share a room or $150 for a single room. Food isn't included in the price, but there's a kitchen on every floor and washing machines on the ground floor.
That sounds better, but I wouldn't want to share. I'm such a tidy person, you know. I would find sharing difficult. I'd like to have a single room if one is available.
Well, there are a few singles still available for next year, but you'll have to make up your mind fairly soon as it's such a popular hall. Why don't you go and take a look? The address is 27 Whittaker, that's spelt W-H-I-T-A-K-E-R, Place.
Yes, I'll do that.
There are also quite a few facilities you might be interested in. There's an outdoor swimming pool for the warmer months and an all-weather volleyball court.
I think I'm probably more interested in having access to a computer.
No problem. There's a computer room situated in the basement. It's run by volunteers and is always open in the evenings and at weekends. Now, I should tell you that there's really only one rule in International House, and that is that no smoking is permitted anywhere on the premises. They also have an unofficial policy of no noise after 10 o'clock at night.
That won't be a problem. I will go and have a look and then come back. Would I need to pay a deposit today?
It would be better, and you also need to fill in the application form. The fee is $25, which you pay now with a further $100 deposit when you get the key. I'm sure you'd enjoy living there. It's a lovely building and was only finished last year.
It sounds brilliant. Thank you very much for your help.
Now listen again.
Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for the accommodation officer. Do you know where she is?
I don't, I'm afraid. I can probably help you. My name is Joanna Swift. Do sit down.
Thank you. I'd like to move into a college room in October. Can you tell me a bit about what's available?
Certainly. We have 2 blocks for women students. The first is Ridgeway House. There are 2 types of room, An ordinary bedroom with desk, etc., which is $230 a week. That's with food, of course, but not ensuite facilities. And then there's the bigger study bedroom, which is $270 a week.
I think I'm more interested in the cheaper room, but are they very small?
Well, they're not very big, but there's a large common room with a TV on each floor, so there's somewhere to go and talk to friends or see the news. The university campus is a 5-minute bus ride, or 20 if you walk.
Oh, that's not so far.
No, but there is something that you may find a problem. I'm afraid Ridgeway House is closed in the summer, but not the winter vacation.
Oh, that is a problem, actually. I need somewhere for the whole year.
International House may suit you better. It's much cheaper, only $130 to share a room or $150 for a single room. Food isn't included in the price, but there's a kitchen on every floor and washing machines on the ground floor.
That sounds better, but I wouldn't want to share. I'm such a tidy person, you know. I would find sharing difficult. I'd like to have a single room if one is available.
Well, there are a few singles still available for next year, but you'll have to make up your mind fairly soon, as it's such a popular hall. Why don't you go and take a look? The address is 27 Whittaker, that's spelt W-H-I-T-A-K-E-R, Place.
Yes, I'll do that.
There are also quite a few facilities you might be interested in. There's an outdoor swimming pool for the warmer months and an all-weather volleyball court.
I think I'm probably more interested in having access to a computer.
No problem. There's a computer room situated in the basement. It's run by volunteers and is always open in the evenings and at weekends. Now, I should tell you that there's really only one rule in International House, and that is that no smoking is permitted anywhere on the premises. They also have an unofficial policy of no noise after 10 o'clock at night.
That won't be a problem. I will go and have a look and then come back. Would I need to pay a deposit today?
It would be better. And you also need to fill in the application form. The fee is $25, which you pay now, with a further $100 deposit when you get the key. I'm sure you'd enjoy living there. It's a lovely building and was only finished last year.
It sounds brilliant. Thank you very much for your help.
This is the end of the listening task.